quite loud, so I don't really need a microphone. Oh, yeah. Apologies. As I mentioned yesterday, we already have one of the international railway solutions, which is dedicated to the passenger information in stations, which we can, thanks to all the contributions of all the members around the table, all the delegates around the table, we can update it and maybe work onto this into this deliverable more in detail. The other thing I wanted to comment on is the call to the railway undertakings to listen more to the needs of the passengers. I think this is something that we can see that more and more companies do, more and more customer satisfaction surveys, they work more and more with customers. The other thing which UIC can kind of promote among our members is somehow the recommendations of what should we look for when we do this customer surveys, what should we look for when we're speaking and when we're trying to collect the expectations of our customers. The only thing is, of course, we can guide them. We cannot impose this kind of standard because it will always depend on the local regulation and the strategy of the company. But this is another thing which is completely possible. It's kind of endorse and give a direction for this customer experience, customer surveys, future strategy. So I think it is possible indeed, and if any of the member states or the railway companies around the table have any more concrete ideas, how UIC works, we'll work always for our members, which are the railway infrastructure managers or the railway undertakings. So before we suggest some kind of format, we need to hear from our members, what do you think would be useful for you in the first place? So please do not hesitate to precise the format that we can further reflect on this together.